Psychology Science Minute brought to you by the School of Psychology at Florida Institute of Technology. I'm Shannon Canalupo, clinical psychology doctoral student.
Would you rather read a book or sit and think? In one study, American students preferred solitary, everyday activities compared to thinking for pleasure. Is this true for other countries? Psychologist Buttrick and colleagues researched just that. They assigned over 2,500 college students in 11 countries to 12 minutes of either a thinking or doing group. Participants completed a mood index, personality measures, and questions on activities, religiosity, phone use, and socioeconomic status. The thinking group were to entertain themselves using just their thoughts with the goal of having a pleasant experience, not focusing on negative or everyday activities. The doing group were to watch TV, use the internet, read a book, or listen to music. After this free time, both groups rated their enjoyment. Results indicated consistency from each country. However, for all countries, the doing group reported more enjoyment than the thinking group. Those who enjoyed thinking for pleasure more have a greater need for insight and reasoning, use their cell phone less, are open to experience, have meditation experience, and had initial positive feelings. Find pleasure in your own thoughts and creativity, as it creates those with vision, meaningfulness, and innovation. Use your time wisely.
That's your Florida Tech Psychology Science Minute. I'm Shannon Canalupo.